You think the government's going to bail you out if your business goes belly up because you were playing fucking pin the tail on the Constitution? Picking and choosing. That's pretty good. Pin the tail on the Constitution. You think the government's going to bail you out? They don't give a shit about you. They fucked you for the last 15 months. There's no money for you for small business in these bailouts and these stimulus packages. They've gone out of the way to wean small businesses off of any money. And that money they did allocate for small businesses, PPP, they stole. They sent it to Nigerians. They sent it to Chinese hackers. Big corporations came in, applied for the same fund, stole the fucking money from small business. There were no controls. They don't care whether you survive or not. Oh, but I listened to what they said and I did everything they said. And where did that get you? When you're on Craigslist selling all your shit, maybe consider, or you're on Facebook Marketplace selling your shit from your house and your business, maybe consider that it was you who fucked up by listening to these people. And that's if, that's best case scenario. That's if nobody gets harmed from taking these mystery fucking serums. Is your job really worth that? I mean, I don't. Take a look at sometimes you just got to go with the music, you know what I mean? Take a little break, sip some water, take your time out there, kids. Not everything is rush. Feel the music, enjoy yourself in the moment, etc.
Hey man, he's talking our language, man. This guy's, I think he's on the hashish.
No, I'm just saying. In this crazy world, sometimes you got to slow it down. Okay, let's take a look at President Biden's gaffes at the G7 summit, where actually world leaders were laughing in our face. At one point, I don't know if you've seen the video, he was just wandering around aimlessly. He didn't know where he was. And then Jill came to the rescue. Jill's basically the president now, just like Hillary was the president when Bill Clinton was entertaining interns. Jill swoops in and saves the wandering fool. He was probably looking for his hot, his warm cookie and his tapioca at some point. Let's go to the audio tape here. Biden confuses Syria with Libya three times. Let's do this first one.
Where we could work together with Russia, for example, in Libya, we should be opening up the passes to be able to go through and provide food assistance and vital assistance to a population that's in real trouble. I think I'm going to try very much hard to. It is. And by the way, there's places where I shouldn't be starting off and negotiating in public here, but let me say it this way: Russia has engaged in activities which are, we believe, are contrary to international norms, but they have also bitten off some real problems they're going to have trouble chewing on. And, for example, the rebuilding of Syria, of Libya, of, you know, this is, they're there. And as long as they're there without the ability to bring about some order in the region, and you can't do that very well without providing for the basic economic needs of people. So I'm hopeful that we can find an accommodation that where we can save the lives of people in, for example, in Libya, that...
Okay, there you go. There's a guy who knows his geopolitics. It's not over yet. He lets the mask slip a little bit on this one.
I'm sorry, I'm going to get in trouble with staff if I don't do this the right way. Jennifer Jacobs, Bloomberg.
He's going to get in trouble with staff if he doesn't call on the pre-approved list of reporters. Because they don't... The propaganda, the Pravda, they don't want any reporters asking him uncomfortable questions that he hasn't practiced over his warm cookie, tapioca, and fucking 7 p.m. bingo game at the home. What's next?
When you're having these conversations with European allies who are very concerned about these sanctions, how do you justify that? And what are your plans?
120 days. Give me a break. Need time. Thanks.
When you're having
what? Pillow Talk Joe. 120 days, man. Yeah, we know. We know. We're living your 120 days. It's a fucking nightmare. Give me a break, man. Come on, man. He talks like he's trying to score some coke on the corner. Oh, well, it's probably from good practice. Like father, like son. Look at this one. You ready for this one? What? I wonder if Facebook and Twitter and all all the fact checkers, I wonder if they banned this comment for not being factually correct, according to these paid for fucking medical experts.
COVID is, I know you all know, but a lot of people may not know what COVID is. That is a system whereby they're going to provide funding for states to be able to get access to vaccines. A lot of people may not know what COVID is. That is a system whereby they're going to provide funding for.
Yeah. International embarrassment. The wandering around part is unbelievable. And remember before the G7, First Lady Jill Biden proclaimed her husband was really well prepared for the conference. Yeah, really well prepared. He brought his tennis balls for the bottom of his walker. She said, he's been studying for weeks, working up for today. He knows most of the leaders that will be there. Joe loves foreign policy. This is his forte. 50 fucking years? 50 years and you need to study? You need fucking cliff notes on world leaders? It's nice to know we have an idiot that has to cram for his job. Like some tweaked up college student who's been on an ether, alcohol, mushroom coke binge, alcohol binge, and he's got a paper due or a midterm due or a final due in a couple hours. What the fuck would you need to study for if you've done this for 50 years to learn leaders' names, etc.? That's what your staff is for, to brief you on what's going on. Number two, you should... 50 years, you should know the fucking playing field. This is my big rub with Fauci. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. 50 years. Jesus, God almighty. 20 years, you should have this stuff mastered. That's why people who are 45 and 50 make more money than people who are 25 and 30. Because they have more experience. Because they've learned a lot of things. Because they're bright people. This guy's a cement head. He just... It's a complete disgrace what they're doing to this guy. He doesn't know where he's at, I think, most of the time. Now they're... Speaking about rolling with it. Those are just some of the disasters. Speaking of rolling with it, I noticed I watched the mainstream media cover for this fucking wooden Indian after the G7. The headlines today and in the last 24 hours are that Biden prepares to take on Putin. He's going to be tough on Russia. This is how the mainstream media covers for his international debut, which was a disaster. Absolute disaster. And he's going to take on Putin, according to the media. It's on Drudge. Prepping for Putin. Give me a break. Putin's got to be laughing. He has to be laughing, as the whole world is. And we showed the clip. We played the clip where he was talking about, you forgot to... you forgot to introduce the leader of South Africa. And they're like, no, we didn't. And everybody's laughing. They're sitting at a conference table. And then Jill comes in the last minute. Let's whisk him out of here. Come on, we've all had relatives who are banged up from this kind of stuff. Dementia, Alzheimer's. It's not pretty to watch. This is him. This is, you're seeing it. It's like watching a relative at the holidays, and you just shake your head like, damn, that's a damn shame. This guy used to be sharp, etc. Who the hell needs to cram for a test 50 years of experience in politics? He did unveil that he has been using a cheat sheet to determine which reporters to call on. Everything is done for this guy behind the scenes. Even Jill is walking him around by the hand. It was embarrassing. It looked like he was... I know you have. A relative, could be young, could be old, gets surgeries, laid up in the hospital, and the and you're there for visiting hours, and the nurse comes in and says, hey, man, your mom, your dad, your grandma could really use to get her blood flowing. Why don't you take her for a walk? And grandma has the IV on wheels. She's hooked up. She's got a bunch of wires in her. IV drips. And she's walking down the hall holding on to this thing. And you have her in the other arm in case she slips or something. Make sure she doesn't go down. That's what it looks like when he's walking around with the first lady. It's insane. One befuddling comment and disaster after another. The White House issued a correction for the president, saying that when he said COVID and people don't know what it is, he really meant COVAX. Well, that's important. Biden reportedly made the same error on three different occasions during the press conference. COVAX is a worldwide initiative aimed at equitable access to coronavirus vaccines. Oh, thank God. That's important, too. We need to choke people out and maim people on an international basis now. Could you see the correction coming? He really didn't mean to activate the nuclear codes. He thought it was the microwave. What? The fuck don't you know the difference between COVID and COVAX? Biden said COVAX is his famous, his favorite cop show on TV. I love Kovax. He always gets his man. Oh, that's Kojak. I'm sorry. I was talking about the Prime Minister of South Africa. Who's the President of South Africa? President Ramaphosa, well, not the Prime Minister. I was thinking about the Prime Minister of India. But he interrupted Boris Johnson to inform him that he didn't introduce the President of South Africa. Despite the fact that Boris Johnson literally introduced him fucking seconds earlier. And Johnson is covering for him in the video. He's throwing him a fucking lifeline. You know? It's like if you were speaking to a relative who was suffering from these things, dementia, etc., during the holidays, and the rest of the family was ready to kind of make fun of them. This happens. This happens in families. They're like, oh, yeah, get grandma to say that again. That was really funny. somebody steps in and says, no, that's not cool. That's what Johnson was doing. He was like, the president of South Africa. Good call. I think I said that earlier, but I'm not sure. He's covering for Biden, and Biden is just a fucking international disgrace. Talk about awkward moments. This is the same crew, the same press, who said that Trump was a disaster on the international stage. Really? Compared to this? They don't say anything about this, though. The press doesn't say anything about this. It's so fucking crooked. There was another awkward moment during the G7 conference when Biden was walking through a section and was asked a random and easy question. How are your meetings going in Cornwall, Mr. President? Joe Biden quickly interrupted the impromptu question and frantically said, Joe, come on, as she waved her hands for him to come with her, which elicited laughter from the leaders nearby, world leaders nearby. She then grabbed his hand and led him away. That's what I'm talking about. Down the hall with your IV drip, Joe. Let's go. And as I said, there's video of him seemingly lost at the G7 summit in England, just wandering the fuck around. Until Jill comes and finds him. Great, great, great images for the United States. Just fantastic. Great optics. You think Putin is worried about Biden? Putin is laughing. Putin right now is shirtless, oiling up, and cleaning his guns, laughing. He's sitting there laughing like Robert De Niro in Cape Fear in the movie theater. We have another clip of Biden here. Let me play it.
Ellen, are you still dating Clark?
Oh, Aunt Bethany. You know, you shouldn't have done that.
Oh, dear. Did I break wind?
Jesus, did the room clear out, Bethany? Hell no, she means presents. You shouldn't have brought presents.
It isn't every day somebody moves into a new house.
They didn't move into a new house.
Mom?
In the living room, Russ.
This house is bigger than your old one. Is Rusty still in the Navy?
Aunt Bethany, why don't you go with Francis and Catherine into the living room and say hello to everybody?
Hello, everybody. Mom, what? This box is meowing. She wrapped up her damn cat.
Should I say hello, everybody, at the G7? Hello, everybody.
Christmas Vacation, one of the classics. Speaking of wrapped up cats in a box, let's move on to the next disaster. Not even news anymore. It's just disaster. I'm not even going to play Little People. We'll play more Steve Winwood. Fuck it, we'll play Little People. Why not? Why not? We are talking about the biggest annoying Napoleon. This new tact he's taking is another level of criminality. It really is.
Thank you.
guy's unbelievable. Obviously a protected general in the protection racket. There's no doubt about it. Fauci warns of a dangerous new Delta COVID variant. He tells Americans to vaccinate. This medically doesn't even make any sense, and I'll explain it to you. As many of you know, I've studied medical school at the University of Hard Knocks here in the last 15 months. Which is pretty damn impressive, because when I grilled my doctor about this stuff, they were stunned. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, because you're only reading American Medical Association fucking garbage. The same stuff that tells you to choke out a human being. Don't give them medication that could save their life so you can save your fucking shitty license and your bullshit practice. Yeah, that American Medical Association. That's why you don't know what I'm saying. Because you're a paid droid. Anyway. Fauci urged Americans to continue getting vaccinated as he warned about a dangerous new COVID variant becoming the dominant strain in the United States. Now, if you're a Hotwire member, you knew this was coming. I said it months ago, exactly what these assholes were going to do. We got people on the inside, and they leaked this stuff out. They say, tell people this is going to go down. They're going to start harping on the variants, gearing up the fear bus again, etc. So you get vaccinated. And is it not that far off to believe that they'll make sure that the numbers go up, because all the numbers are fudged anyhow. The numbers will go up. And now we have a reason to lock people down again. Oh, right at the end of summer, right before school. How convenient. I told people on Hotwire a while back in early spring. Actually, it was still winter. If you're planning a trip or something, do it in the summer. Do it in the summer if you're planning a family trip, etc. And this is where we're at. Fauci said the new Indian variant could overtake the highly contagious UK variant known as B117. B117 rocking into the oldies. We cannot let that happen in the United States, which is such a powerful argument to get vaccinated, he said. Fortunately, two doses of the Pfizer vaccine and AstraZeneca appear to be effective against the Delta variant, he explained. AstraZeneca? Do you want a mystery variant that may or may not exist, or you want some blood clots? First of all, if you talk to medical experts, they'll tell you straight fucking away that even if these things did work, these injections, and they have not been proven to work on anything. Even Fauci says they appear to be effective against the Delta variant. What the fuck does that mean? Thanks, doctor. You appear to be a fucking asshole. Always good when your doctor tells you something appears to be wrong with you. We just can't figure it out. Thank you for your copay. Go home and die. Let us know if you get really bad, and we'll put you in the ICU. Till then, get out of here. Have a golf outing. If you talk to unbiased, honest medical professionals, they will tell you that whatever these big pharma companies made was in preparation for the variants that were in late 2019, early 2020. That's what they used in their so-called vaccine trials, etc., research and development. Any new variant now, even if this was true, which is, I don't think it is, as I've talked about, we've talked about variants as well on Hotwire. I don't think it's true, okay? But that's just me. Because you understand the Delta variant just appears as the vaccination fear bus has stalled. So need to gear back up. You talk to medical professionals and they'll tell you, you talk to Dr. Judy Mikovits, they'll tell you it's the controls they used to build these things, these injections, were from strains in early 2020, etc. So anything that's new Nothing's been built to combat that. Now, it doesn't matter. You have to understand. It doesn't matter if you're just lying about it and you're making up a fucking narrative. You can say whatever you want. But the facts are much different. And there's not been any facts on it. There's not been any research, any medical intelligence, any medical facts presented on this. It's just Fauci behind a microphone telling people what to do. And other winged monkeys. Two doses of the Pfizer vaccine and AstraZeneca appear to be effective, he said. Didn't we, can you even get the AstraZeneca vaccine in the United States? No, they didn't even allow that. So thank you, doctor, for, thank you for the blood clots. We didn't have enough problems. This is just a push. This is just regassing up, retuning up the fear bus. And Fauci's push, it's his job to get Americans vaccinated. Plain and simple. They want to reach 70% of Americans fully vaccinated. And if not, 70% to at least get one shot. I don't know where the story is from, but this kind of stuff drives me crazy. So you have to be careful what you read. This sentence, Fauci's push to get Americans vaccinated as a means to combat the new COVID variants comes. Who said? Who said that these things are going to combat the new COVID variants? Who said there's fucking any variants at all? We called this months ago. It's unbelievable to watch it all fall into. We're going to hit 70% of the population, the adult population, by 4th of July, a confident Fauci predicted in an interview on Live with Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest. Oh, there's some fucking groundbreaking journalism. 70% of the population. Well, you could hit 95% or 98%, I guess, based on the intelligence from my very successful friend. If there are that many idiots in the country, I'll stay in the 2%, 2 percentile. Thank you. I'll hang out with the 2 percenters. I will seek out the 2 percenters, the 5 percenters, etc. How are you going to do that, fraud-chi, when the rate of vaccinations, quote-unquote rate of injections, I'll call it, has been on a downward trend, downward spiral since April? What's going to happen in the next 2 weeks? Are you going to do a naked rain dance? Please don't. Please don't. Today, host Savannah Guthrie asked CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky if the current pace is adequate to hit the president's target. Walensky appeared to deflect, saying she anticipates the incentives will meet people where they are. That's like the old NFL coach. They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook. They're pushing. They're going to keep pushing. They're coming for your kids next. Don't kid yourself. No pun intended. But I've heard from several of our Polish viewers, listeners, etc. who said, don't call Walensky a Polish woman. She's not. Okay, so I apologize. I have Polish blood too, right? I don't want to piss off the Polacks out there. I love them. You don't have to be one to love them. They're great people. And so it makes definite sense that she would not be Polish. But I may still play the beer barrel polka from time to time, whether I'm talking about her or not. Do you understand what's going on here? It's all lies. The Delta variant. This is all bad shit. I call it super bad. Watch me lie to you. Watch me.
I got it.
I don't got it.
Watch me.
I'm lying.
I got it.
I'm lying.
Hey, I got something that makes me want to shout.
I'll never let the truth come out.
What it's all about.
I got bullshit, and I'm on TV. This is going to be my new COVID album. It's going to be big. We're offering it on 8-track because of budgetary concerns. My COVID album. If you want to get in on the intel, you can check out the Hotwire episode, the Hotwire episodes on our level on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. We're months ahead on this stuff. This is all scripted. That's how we know it's bullshit. People on the inside tell us what's going to happen. Months later, the exact same thing happens. Do they have crystal balls? Are they experimenting successfully with peyote in the desert? No. This is all fucking laid out. This is high level stuff. It's all laid out. Variant. Fuck out of here. You couldn't prove that the other stuff even existed. You can't prove that these injections work. And now we're supposed to believe, oh my God, you're covered. You're covered for the new injections. The new whatever. The variant du jour. And don't kid yourself, this won't be the last mystery variant. It's fucking insane. It's insane. You need a couple doses of hydroxychloroquine and get on a regular schedule then. Some ivermectin. Boom, it's over. 2 or 3 days in, it's over. There's some other things too. Some other therapeutics. Gone. Gone. Just like taking antibiotic for something. No problem. Except if you live in a country where you can't take that stuff because of guys like Fauci and Walensky and Redfield and Burks and the FDA directors and Health and Human Services liars. When they tell you, no, you can't get that. And any doctor that prescribes that's going to have a big problem. And the doctor tells you, go home. Treat it like an over-the-counter cold. This is a serious developing into a serious respiratory situation. Well, if it gets really bad, call a doctor back. This is getting fucking bad. Can I get something for this? Well, maybe we'll send you some cough syrup. Give you a script for cough syrup. Oh, that helps. Cough syrup helps when your fucking lungs are collapsing, filling up with poison. You can't breathe. Oh, if it gets really bad, as we said to you originally, go to the ER. You have to go to the ER. They'll put you in the ICU. And we'll probably never see you again, so let's make sure you prepay for your visit here because your televisit, because chances are, if that happens to you, you're not going to be paying any bills because you're not going to be around much longer. You know, since 1776, three words have defined this land, and now one company is redefining the way we carry our God-given right to keep and bear arms. WeThePeopleHolsters.com. We the People Holsters are 100% American-made and custom-molded to fit your exact firearm for quick, smooth draw. Thousands of options to choose from, plus a selection of custom-printed holsters. You're sure to find just the right fit for your lifestyle. Plus, their proprietary clip allows you to customize the cant and ride for comfortable fit you can wear all day. But that's not all. Check out their complete line of patriotic shirts. Their 100% American-made tactical gun belt with the proprietary Talon buckle and premium line of bacon jerky. Yeah, you heard that right. It's correct. Bacon jerky made from 100% American patriotic pigs. So show your support for this show and this great American company. Go to WeThePeopleHolsters.com/pain right now. Get an additional $10 off with the offer code PAIN10. That's PAINE, pain, 10. WeThePeopleHolsters.com/pain. WeThePeopleHolsters.com/pain. Yeah, I've been there. I fought the law and the law won. I'll tell you what, though. They may have won the battle, but I'm winning the war. Because now I'm behind the mic. And I can't be silenced. And we got a lot of smart people that are gathering and contributing to each other on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And so, you know, jump in, folks, because we could use the help. And this isn't some, like, GoFundMe donation where you don't get anything back. The return on investment here, I'm told, is more than worthwhile from these smart folks we have. Interacting with other smart folks, and when you get smart people together, unlike Twitter, which is a collection of cement heads, and worse, you get what... My dad used to tell me something. You get what you pay for. And it's been repeated many times over. Return on investment on the truth. Make an investment in the truth. Make an investment in the truth. You get access to Pain After Dark, the videos. Pain in the Morning, the videos. And the incredible chatter and the banter and the intel swapping. I've said it before. It's more of a growing an intel operation than it is having anything to do with a podcast. These people are bright. We need good places to get into. We need people who talk the truth. We need main street folks, like your neighbors, etc. Your fellow man out here. We're all in this together. We need bright people to help solve these problems. And solving them for the world is for the birds at this point, I'll tell you. You're on your own out here. And we're on our own. We have to look out for our folks. Look out for ourselves and our folks. Not try to save the world. Let's focus on saving ourselves first and being 2-3 steps ahead of these tyrants. Let's focus on that. And that's what we've been doing. And the community on there and their contributions with links and intel and suggestions, recommendations, and findings. Just plain old-fashioned intel. Human intel, and OSINT, open source intel, has been fantastic. And I put it up against anybody, and we appreciate it. On patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. So, folks, jump the hell in. What have you got to lose? It's a game changer for many people. And, of course, the platforms that we have on there, the souped up muscle car that we call a hot wire, etc. And if you're on the fence, what are you waiting for? Time's a wasting. Jump in. My God, you can always jump out of. If it's the worst thing in the world, you can jump out. This isn't the government. This isn't the Hotel California where you can check in but never leave. You don't like it? You can skedaddle.